Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our guides and teachers, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, have given us an action plan for this month. It has five main things. One is du'as. Many du'as have been recommended for this month. I'll just share two of them. First one is Yaman Arjuhu, which is the famous du'a, which is recited after every single prayer. The second one is recited once a day. It's a special dua which the 12th holy imam, our imam, had given to his representative to pass it on to us. And he told him, "Ud'u fi kulli yawmin min ayyam Rajab." Recite this dua every single day of the month of Rajab. And this dua starts with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi ma'ani jami'i ma yad'uka bihi wulatu amrik, until the end. The second is istighfar. There's many istighfar that have been mentioned seeking forgiveness in this month. I'll mention a few of them. The first one is to recite 100 times Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa hu wahdahu la sharika lahu wa atubu ilayh over the whole month. Which means we need to recite this just 3 times a day and 4 times for the last 10 days. The second one, Astaghfirullah dhal jalali wal ikram min jami'i dhunubi wal atham. This should be recited 1,000 times during the whole month, which means we can timetable it in a way that we recite 33 times every single day and then 34 times the last 10 days. And lastly is to recite 70 times after Fajr prayer and 70 times before Maghrib prayer, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. And this follows a short dua which you can refer to the books of Amal. The third is dhikr. There's many dhikr mentioned. I'll mention one of them, and that is La ilaha illallah. It's been recommended to recite 1,000 times over the entire month, which means just 33 times for the first 20 days and 34 times during the last 10 days. Fourthly is ziyarah. Paying attention to the Ahlul Bayt and reciting the ziyarah. Again, our imam has a very special ziyarah which he has instructed us to recite every single day. This very beautiful ziyarah starts with Alhamdulillahilladhi ashhadana mashhada awliya'ihi fi Rajab. And lastly is fasting. Many of the days of Rajab have special merits for fasting, such as the first day of the month, the middle 3 days. But we have traditions that tell us that fasting any of the days of Rajab has amazing impact and effects on our spiritual journey. There is so much more we can do. There is different du'as and dhikr that are mentioned in the different A'mal book, which you can all refer to. Overall, our worship time should increase a tiny bit more than throughout the year. And the effects of this will be seen as a reality for us. It's now for me and you to gather our efforts and sincerity and start walking.